this morning, Dean Blundell and Elliot Friedman had a conversation on Dean Blundell and Company, and the possibility of a sign and trade deal came up involving Stamkos and the Leafs, and that, of course, would allow Steven Stamkos to get an extra year in the contract. Brian Lawton of the NHL Network joins us. He's worked for the Lightning. He's been agent. He is familiar with this situation, and Brian Lawton joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Brian, thanks so much for doing this, man.
It's so understated, Jeff. Situation, you're calling it.
Yeah, maybe situation is a little understated.
Is it understated? Okay.
But how do you
view this, Brian?
I view it as check, 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 and checkmate, personally.
Okay.
Not a good situation.
If you are Steve Yzerman and you are faced with the things he's faced with, you know, a pending free agent, kind of foundation player, you're in the playoffs by a point or two right now. You have a player with a no movement clause, so the marketplace for him is going to be limited. And maybe he has told you, here's the team I want to be traded to if you're going to deal me, and the deadline is fast approaching. What do you do?
Well, let's consider that for a moment. Do you think he has gone to them and said, why don't you trade me to Toronto?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Do you think that Steven would you do that if you were Steven Stamkos?
Well, it depends. You know, there's no bad outcome for Steven Stamkos because he's going to be a UFA on July the 1st. So he is going to be able to dictate where he goes. And the only advantage to him in terms of trying to force something at the deadline is that eighth year, right?
Right. But who really cares about that when you add the numbers up, Steven?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's coming off $37,500,000. Notwithstanding, he also made, I don't know, $10 million before that. And if he gets an eighth year, yeah, okay. I think no matter what, over the next 8 years, this guy earns between $80 and $90 million, any way you slice it. Whether it's 8 years from the Lightning or it's 7 years from the next club and a year after that. At 33 years old, he's 26 now, someone's still going to pay him a hefty amount of money.
You're being far too rational.
I don't see the money being that big an issue for him right now. What I think would be an issue is if the Lightning had an idea that, well, let's just trade him where he wants to go. We can't get him signed. So let's trade him to Toronto. And having been obviously a general manager for Tampa, but also an agent for 15 years, there's no way I'm letting a player of his stature, when he can go free on July 1st, murder the team that he's going to sign with for competitive reasons. When you have an alpha dog like Steven Stamkos, a top guy on your team, you want him to play with the best players possible. You don't want the team he goes to giving up a seventh round draft pick.
Mm-hmm.
You want everything. So I look at this and my first thoughts are, how the heck did you get here?
Mm-hmm.
And well, I look at the Lightning, and you go back. So you got to go back. Like, what were you thinking 5 years ago when you decided to sign this guy to a five-year contract? And I know at the time, Julian Briseau, he was a young guy. He was, pretty green to this business. I think that's something that's got to really be bugging them, because everybody knows in the National Hockey League, everybody knows now, they didn't really get it then, but one of the biggest benefits for players in the salary cap era was the lowering of free agency from 31 to 27 mm-hmm. or 7 years pro. So why you would turn a guy that scored 23 goals his rookie year, and I was there for that, and then 51, and then 45, free at 26 years old is absolutely beyond me, Stephen.
But that's why
they're in this prediction.
Yeah, but if they are at a point here where either they have concluded, and again, I don't have any inside information whatsoever. There's been a lot of that spinning around here today. But let's say that Steve Yzerman has come to the conclusion that he cannot, or chooses not to sign Steven Stamkos. So then the decision becomes: you keep him for whatever you can get out of him this spring in terms of the postseason, the playoffs. To get you into the playoffs, first of all. Or you try and get something for him rather than get nothing for him.
Steven, yeah. You got to go and ask him if it would be okay if you trade him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you be Steven Stamkos. Steven, I'd like to trade you to Toronto. What do you say?
Well,
you say no. You say no. I'd like to compete for the Stanley Cup. I'm not, like our team.
Does he say no? If that's
absolutely
where he wants to be.
Steven, he doesn't even consider it for a second.
Okay.
And if he does, he's got Don Meehan saying, don't do that, Steven. You've hired me to give you my guidance as an expert in this business. Donnie's been doing it as long as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let you do that. I'm telling you, don't do it. Just wait. He's already been through the most horrific thing, really, that can happen to a player that sometimes will spook a player. Hey, we got to lock this down. Let's just get this signed. He's already had a major injury,
right,
and proven that he could come back. So in a lot of ways, it's a perfect storm against the Lightning. But everything that you think that you could do, there's not a lot of answers for the Lightning. And that's why I said check, check, check. And checkmate.
Well,
this is a very, very difficult circumstance for them.
Yeah,
but here's the thing too, and I think Brian, if you're Steven Stamkos, and you know you probably know what you're going to get in free agency. I would think Donnie has a pretty good idea of what Steven's going to get in free agency. Is he going to get any more by going into the market as a free agent than he would if he were to accept the sign and trade? Like, I know I'm playing horrible devil's advocate here, but I, you know, his money's going to be his money, isn't it? He's because of the salary cap, he's probably not going to get a huge amount of money from one place more than another place, is he? I mean, if you're in the market for Steven Stamkos, you're probably looking at $11 million, right? So
exactly.
So I'm trying to figure out, from Steven's point of view, other than maybe he feels he wants to take a run at the Stanley Cup with the Lightning, wouldn't it almost be to your benefit to go, I'm getting this money anyhow. I might as well get the extra year as well. Again, I admit, Brian, I'm really playing devil's advocate to the nth degree here.
Not a chance, Jeff. Not a chance. If you're going, the funnest thing, the first thing you want to do as a National Hockey League player is make as much money as you can. That's human nature.
Sure.
Most of the guys want to solidify their life. This contract will solidify his life. The next thing you want to do, and I can't explain it to you unless you play in the National Hockey League,
mm-hmm.
is that there is nothing funner than going around and kicking everybody's butt in the National Hockey League with a good hockey team. That is really where it's at. If you're looking for nirvana as a National Hockey League player, and I remember it, obviously, having played against the Detroit, some of their great teams, I can remember seeing these guys out in Anaheim. They were like a rock band. It was Chelios, Fedorov, Iserman. You know, that was the most fun you can have playing in the National Hockey. That was the most reward you can get. And it's my suspicion, knowing Steven Stamkos and how competitive a guy he is, that is critically important to him. So, money will come.
Money will come.
Your point is valid. Where do you go after that?
But are you talking about that, Brian, just in terms of him waiving the no movement in terms of a rental situation going to a contender? Or would you extend that to July 1st? It's got to be a team that's got the cap room, number one, to accommodate him. So that limits it. But is he on July 1st only going to want to go to a team that's going to be competitive instantly? Or would he buy into a Babcockian situation in Toronto where they're saying we're on the road to something?
I think he would absolutely buy into it, particularly with their latest move and the combination of the moves the Leafs have made and the ability to go to him and say, look, and Mike's a great salesman, and so is Lou Lamoriello, and they did a great job on the FNUF trade. But I think that they have the ability to go to Steven and say, Steven, we have all kinds of cap space. We now have three avenues open to improve our team. And, of course, we're going to get another top draft pick. So now we've got some draft picks. Now we've got money for the UFA market. Now we've got money for the RFA market if we really want to.
Right.
And, oh, by the way, we were paying attention when Dallas swooped in last year and was able to predatorily attack the Chicago Blackhawks and say, hey, we'll take Patrick Sharp. Yeah, we'll take Johnny Oduya. So they've opened up more avenues than the Leafs have had in a long time. They're doing a fantastic job. This is some of Lou Lamoriello's best work. And I think it will all dovetail into what is going to be a conversation at some point between Steven Stamkos and the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Hey, Brian, just kind of expanding this conversation a little bit. Jonathan Drouin, that situation is still out here, out there. Obviously, you know, hearing word that the Ottawa Senators may have an interest in him. Does this complicate? Does the Stamkos thing complicate the situation for Steve Yzerman when it comes to Drouin as well? And the way what I'm thinking of is, if you kind of know you're not going to have Steven Stamkos, don't you almost have to get something really good in return for Jonathan Drouin? Because, you know, you're looking at replacing two guys that you could probably use next year in your team.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I think that the Lightning probably have a pretty strong inclination of how this is going to play out. I don't think he gets traded. I don't think he considers any offer unless it starts with, as you guys said, an 11 to even stay in Tampa. But regardless if he even gets there, I think Don Meehan has done a masterful job of just buying time. And let's just get on to July 1st.
Right.
You know, give us your best offers. Let's not talk that much. You know, he's really strung it out as long as he could. You see this all the time. I mean, obviously, I negotiated hundreds of contracts from both sides. So it's not uncommon. Donnie strung it out, and Stevie is probably looking and saying, it's most likely that we're not going to be able to trade this guy. If we do, we're probably not going to get much.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should just hang on to him for a playoff run.
So that
I think they know the answers, and I think Jonathan Drouin is a completely different situation. But their situation for the Lightning is they desperately need a top four defenseman.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be their focus. I don't think this will interfere with that, because I think they probably know the answers. I personally hope Steven Stamkos goes back to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he loves it there. I know he appreciates what Jeff Finnick's been able to come in and do. I know he appreciates a lot of things. And yet I think there's been just enough turmoil for a star player for him to at least come up with the rationale that, why can't I take a peek? I'm not saying I won't go back to Tampa, but why can't I see what it really, truly would be on the open market? Why can't I go visit some other teams? Why can't I listen to what other people have to say? And the fact of the matter is, the Tampa Bay Lightning walked him right to this path when they gave him a 5-year contract.
Yep.
They forced him here.
Brian, it was great you to join us today. Great insight. Thank you.
My pleasure, guys. Have fun with that one. You can chop it up all day long.
Yeah. We appreciate that,
Brian. It will
be.
It'll be sliced and diced and chopped and blended and mixed. Thanks, Brian.
All right. Take it easy, man.
Take
great
care.
Great to talk to you, Steven. You too, Jeff.